Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Let's talk about implications of people being involved with Diddy. And what is that bar where they could be in trouble in some way, shape, or form, all the way down to something light to something of, you know, very serious repercussions for their actions of being complicit in some way, shape, or form of this. We're just hearing accusations right now, and these are accusations that a member of the group Jodeci was in the studio during one of Diddy's taking advantage of someone sessions. I don't want to call it a freak off because it wasn't one of his big parties, but it was a time where he apparently, allegedly, violated a female in the studio, and this member of the group allegedly is kind of standing there. The story goes he was kind of sitting against the wall, kind of waiting for it to get done, something like that. I'm going to guess we're going to hear a lot of stories kind of along those lines. What does that mean for someone like that member of Jodeci or anyone who may have found themselves in a situation where Diddy went off the rails and did some crazy, horrible, illegal shit right in front of them?
You know, in terms of how other people can be roped in, one of the biggest ways is through what's called accomplice liability. And so that's essentially where there was someone else there and they knew what was going on. They saw a person, perhaps a woman saying, no, don't, I don't want this or something like that. And they just allowed it. And then also they provided some measure of aid or help or assistance in everything that's going on. If that's what happened, those folks could be roped in as accomplices and could be as criminally liable as Diddy. Another potential ground is if they tried to cover something up, if they were what's called an accessory after the fact, if they helped clean up, you know, materials that were involved in a crime, even something like that could bring in other folks who were present and who kind of knew what was going on and chose not to intervene and instead may have provided some level of assistance.
Is simply choosing not to intervene going to be a crime, going to be a problem for some people where literally, let's just say they're completely caught off guard. They didn't know any of this was going to happen. Suddenly he's doing something with someone they don't know. I guess at that moment, if somebody is objecting, you would know that this is not okay. But I mean, let's say they're not. Let's say they're just, they're there and they feel trapped as well. And you don't know what the hell's going on. They walk out of the studio. They're done with that session. They just say to themselves, I don't want to work with him ever again. That was really uncomfortable. That was weird. Is that person going to be liable? Is that person going to be facing any consequences? Or is that essentially a witness at this point?
My thought is probably not. They probably would not be liable simply going to a place and observing some kind of impropriety and not doing anything else is likely not a criminal act. You know, these folks may have just been caught up in, you know, they thought they were going to a party and, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden some, you know, foul shit is going down at this party. Doesn't mean that they have a legal duty to intervene usually. And so my guess is that they would just be characterized as witnesses.
What about the other individuals who may have some more knowledge here? Ones who maybe didn't necessarily see anything, but they knew what he was up to. They work with him enough. They hear information enough. I guess it would have to prove that they had that knowledge, but there's got to be a lot of people out there who did have some knowledge that knew some of the dark things that were going on behind the scenes, chose to walk away, chose to get out of those parties early for a reason. What about that? I mean, is just having the knowledge that he's doing these things, but choosing to not associate with him, but you know he's doing horrible things, but you're not saying anything to stop it. What does that mean for individuals?
You know, generally speaking, I think it would be hard to criminally charge someone who just had knowledge and didn't take any further steps. Now, if they were an assistant and they engaged in recruiting these folks, if they engaged in obtaining supplies and materials for these events at which they had a reason to believe something criminal was going to happen, then we start to get a little bit closer to those folks being charged.
What did you make this week? Because there's been lots of rumblings of different celebrities having been involved with him in some way, shape, or form. Allegations were made on the Piers Morgan show by one of his guests this week against Jay-Z and Beyonce, which was quickly met with the attorney for them speaking out, saying, this is not true. This is false. This is your guest is saying these horrible things. Piers Morgan even issuing an apology for that guest. What did you make of the swift and very harsh response from their attorney? They've been very quiet through all of this, and I'm not in any way saying they have anything to do with Diddy, but obviously there's rumors that are floating around out there, and they could just be that, rumors. But it was a harsh response, a very loud response as well, when I would think maybe you want to lay low right now, not because you have anything to hide, but because you just don't want your name being strewn around in there. Is that the right response right now from celebrities who do get their name thrown into this arena to come back swiftly and harshly with a response the way that we saw from them?
And Tony, I'm sorry, you cut out when you mentioned the celebrity's name. I missed that.
It was Jay-Z and Beyonce that were brought up in that Piers Morgan interview.
Yeah, you know, they are about as high profile as you get. And so I can understand why they might want to distance themselves and just make abundantly clear from the outset mm-hmm. that they had no involvement. That being said, it is going to garner some attention their way. Yeah. It's probably going to garner some questions. And so they're sort of opening up a box in that sense.
Yeah, it's kind of a you can't win situation, I feel like, for many people in general. Get anything to do in that world whatsoever, and you are bringing any attention to yourself right now, it seems that questions will arise. I don't envy the situation that they're in right now. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.